Colonel Hodges drew Mia aside. Metals tinkled as the massive soldier leaned down to whisper in her ear. His breath tickled her ear.
I wouldn't take the kid very far from the house. Sudden noises are liable to set him off.
I understand, Mia replied.
The diminutive child had already been shown into the house. Unlike any average kid, he did not succumb to curiosity and explore, or even look around the house. He stood at the door, waiting for orders.
Maybe you do, the colonel said. I still do not understand why the psychologists think this is important.
Mia hissed between her teeth.
He's a child.
The colonel drew back from her, biceps sliding like pistons covered in cloth as he crossed his arms.
If you insist, I will be back in a week, and I wish you a good day, ma'am.
He stepped around the little waterfall and out through the gate. Mia waited until the roar of turbofans dwindled into the distance. She turned back to face the small boy.